Good morning, guys.
Wait, how long are you based in Texas now, or are you coming back to Mackay? What's the go? Because, you know, I think number one should be living here in Mackay.
I'm pretty well based in Texas at the moment. Hometown's Mackay, so I'm sure I'll be back there at some point.
Yeah, it's called COVID, right? Thank you, COVID, for locking you in where you are. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
19 years of age, you're the world number one, is that right?
Yes, sir.
How do you get to that at 19 years of age? I was flat out getting a driver's license at 19 years of age. Like, how long have you been practicing to get to that stage?
Since I was 12 when I started riding steers, so I've been at it for a little while, but it's taken a while to get to the top in the pros, so.
From Beaconsfield, you don't usually see a bull rider from Beaconsfield, maybe Nebo or Eaton or something like that, but not Beaconsfield. How did you get into the sport?
My dad used to rodeo when he was younger, and all my dad's side of family, they all rodeo. They're all from around Northampton area, so I spent a lot of my time down there on school holidays and stuff.
And you just thought, oh, you know what, I'll give it a go, why not?
And next minute, you're number one in the world.
Well. Yeah.
You know, can I tell you this story? Dave and I, a couple of years ago, were talking about how long we could stay on a bull for.
Yeah.
And I ended up getting a mechanical bull that came here to the radio station. Dave was on it for literally 2-point-something seconds and fell off.
Hang on a second.
Hang on, no,
I'm not finished. But everyone sprayed it with WD-40, I found out in the end.
I'm not finished. And he said he would stay on there for 8 seconds. He was on there for 2 seconds. Like, do those mechanical bulls give you a true indication of how hard it is to ride them?
Yeah, but it's different. I can't ride a mechanical bull to save myself.
Yeah, see, there you go.
What's the difference, though?
I don't know. A bull, like, you can, if you can ride a horse pretty decent, you can kind of work out your balance and that with a real bull, but them mechanical bulls, they can turn a different way on a dime.
Okay.
And you can't feel it coming, so.
So, in other words, if you're a good horse rider, you're a shoo-in to become number one in the world with bull riding. Is that what you're trying to say here?
And if you have spurs on your shoes and you wear those, what are those other things? The chaps. You wear Do you wear chaps?
Yeah, I wear chaps.
What are they for? What are the chaps for?
Originally, they were designed to try and help protect you in the bucking shoots and if you get stood on, but now, yeah, they're kind of just for show and to make you look cool.
Right. Well, you certainly look cool while riding the bull, that's for sure.
This is a serious question too. Like, when you ride the bull, is it like a cricket player? Do you have to wear a cup?
No.
Okay, right. I was just asking, because you don't know what's going to happen in that sort of department.
I'm more worried about my head being damaged than the inner regions with a bull.
Oh, my God. This is hilarious. All right, mate, thank you very much for joining us this morning from Texas. We're so proud of you. You've done a great job. And when you come back to Mackay, please pop in and say good day, hey?
Thank you. I will do.
There you go, young Kai.
19 years of age, 19. World number one. That's amazing.
Pretty good feat, hey? And we love celebrating our youngsters around Mackay with Sundays here on Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast.